The mayor's promise to balance the budget without raising new taxes hinges largely on the assembly's willingness to tap into the borough's land trust fund.
The $3 million transfer basically assures that we will be able to flat fund the education budget as well. So it was an option to utilize existing funds that we have versus seeking new taxation to accomplish the needs of the borough.
That fund holds about $7.5 million right now, and the Assembly can divvy that out into the general fund as it sees fit. Pierce encouraged drawing even more from the fund to be able to give the school district all the money that it's requested.
It's not doing anything for you right now, and your option is to go out and tax the taxpayer during a recession to gain more revenue, and I can't support that. You're getting less than 1% interest on that fund right now. It's sitting there. Are you buying any land in the future? You've got some funds in there that you can do it. Are we going to build a school? We're going to build a fire station? Do we need some land? What are we going to do with that?
That answer will have to wait until May 1st, as the Assembly wanted some more time to think about the issue, as it did the other ordinance that would help get the borough back into the black. A proposal from Assemblymember Kelly Cooper asks voters to entertain paying more in borough sales tax from 3% to 3.5%. Now, interestingly, the argument for increasing sales tax, that it would keep more money from tourists and visitors to the peninsula, is the same argument we heard in favor of a bed tax, but the bed tax didn't have enough support on the Assembly to get on the fall ballot. Assemblymember Hal Smalley joined on as a co-sponsor, reminding everyone that getting a sales tax increase on the ballot is just one step toward bringing in more revenue.
This won't be the battle here, I don't believe, in this body. The battle's going to be convincing the voters to do this. It's easy to talk about it here, but those people that are in support need to be very vocal in their areas.
Assemblymember Norm Blakely offered up an amendment that would sunset that sales tax increase after 4 years, but it failed by a 6-3 vote. The sales tax ordinance was also pushed back and will get a vote on May 1st. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.